السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, sisters listening over receivers, as discussed last week, that this is a month in which you will be hearing talks on the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam all over the world. Or you'll be hearing about the talks on the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taking place around the globe. Conferences, seminars, discussions, everything will be held. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his teachings will be presented. But what is really required is that we take lessons from these teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from his akhlaq, from his character, from his behavior, from the kind of relationship that he had with his wife, with his children, with the family. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's honesty, his truthfulness. Now all these things we should be taking lessons and implementing in our lives. Something that comes to mind now is something that I discussed some 2 or 3 years ago maybe. And you could have been listening from other speakers also, because it is the beginning of wahi. Little children are also taught in their Islamic history. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to take a few days of provision and go up onto what is now known as Jabal Nur. Ghare Hira, or the cave of Hira on the mountain of Nur, is well known. People who go for Hajj, those who go for Umrahs, those who are fit and healthy, and even little children also make an attempt to climb that beautiful mountain, which even now glitters with Nur. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to take provision for a few days and go away into that cave, into seclusion. However, that seclusion of his was not of a kind that we are told not to have these days. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not seclude himself altogether from the society. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to go, spend a few days, and then come back to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this was very close to when he was going to receive the wahi and get the revelation of the first verses of the Quran Sharif. So at that time, there were strange things that were happening in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. Strange meaning that he was being prepared to receive this wahi. He used to have dreams, very, very beautiful dreams. And those dreams used to occur exactly as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to see them. They were not dreams of our kind, that a person is engaged in all kinds of activities during the day, and then the dream is nothing but just a reflection of what the person is engaged in during the day. The person watches filth on the television screen, on the porn sites, and then he has dreams, so it's what else is it going to reflect? Or the person is all the time fighting and quarreling and arguing with people, then what else is he going to dream of? Or the profession that the person is in, and he's got an obsession with that profession, so that is what he's going to dream. So this business of asking for interpretation of every dream, some people are just in the habit. After dreaming, when they get up, they quickly look for somebody's number for interpretation. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, we get phone calls. Molna, I had a very frightening dream, can you just interpret the dream? Whilst I was fast asleep, I had a dream. So what fast? When you are fully awake, do you also have dreams? So we have to also take that into consideration when to ask interpretation of dreams. About 1 o'clock in the morning, one person phoned some years back and said, Molna, there's great excitement in our house. What's the great excitement about this part of the morning? This is a child that has been born after many, many years. So now we are discussing what name to give. 1 o'clock in the morning would be great excitement in his house. So I stated that maybe it's possible great excitement in your house. But I must tell you at present, this part of the morning, there's no excitement in my life. Any case, what are those names? Now, whichever name I give, they say, but this somebody got in the family. This somebody got in the family. I said, the only name I know nobody got in anybody's family is Alu Piyaz. So the dreams of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were perfect. Whatever he used to see in the morning, he used to see it happening exactly like that. He was being prepared. Now in this cave of Hira, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes. And he squeezes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm just giving you the gist of it. Everyone knows this. And says, Iqra, read. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ma ana biqarihi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we know, did not go to anybody to learn. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept him pure and clean in every aspect. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had planned that nobody must become the teacher of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise they would have said that this is the teacher who taught him all these things. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam only conveyed what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala taught. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in fact was the direct teacher of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was squeezed, pressed. Again he said, Ma ana biqarihi. Then finally he said, what must I read? He was told, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra' wa rabbuka al-akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Now this requires so much of explanation. Look at what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed, the very first verses. We listen all the time that the first thing there is Iqra', read. Now what must we read? And with what intention must we read? And what must be our aqidah and belief when we are reading? وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. That means we cannot divorce Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from our reading. We have to understand He is our Rabb, He is our Creator, He is our Nourisher, He is our Sustainer. So whether it is secular studies or whatever studies we are undertaking, we cannot divorce Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from that. Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have given us guidelines and direction. There's nobody that is opposed to science. There's nobody that is opposed to technology. Science and technology, Shariat and Islam does not have any kind of opposition to it. The opposition is when the person uses that technology for immoral, obscene, shameless, indecent purposes, or for causing harm to others instead of benefiting others. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to go to this cave. That means there is a need for them. That sometimes we go into some kind of seclusion, for a little while at least, to ponder, to reflect, to meditate, because the question arises that what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do in the cave at that time? Which ibadat did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam make in that cave? At that time the Quran Sharif wasn't revealed. The 5 time namazes were not farz. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the other aspects of deen were not made known to him as yet. So which ibadat was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam making in the cave? And I have mentioned that this is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hikmat and wisdom, that look at the Saudi government, they have destroyed so many relics and they have destroyed so many signs. We all talk about heritage. The world today tries to preserve those things which are related and connected with some personality, etc. Now they have destroyed so much of it for whatever reason. But the cave of Hira is still in its pristine purity up till now. Anybody can go right up there and take a qasam, a billion qasams, and say, just as we can take a billion qasam at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and say that most certainly, definitely, there's absolutely no, not even a shadow of doubt that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam lies buried here. Other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we can say probably they are buried there or not buried there, Allah ta'ala knows. But here we can say with certainty In the same way, the cave of Hira, the cave into which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to go for seclusion, up till now it is in its pristine purity, as I said. Any person can go there and see. Now, why was that cave chosen itself is another story. He said that because it was right up from where you can see the Kaaba Sharif. So that is ibadat itself to see the Kaaba Sharif. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to stay engaged in zikrullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was kept pure and clean from all times. He never ever engaged in any kind of sin or any kind of vice, even though he was not even a Nabi. And he was living in an environment full of sins and vices and evils, murders, killings, rape, looting, adultery, fornication, anything you can think of, drink and gamble. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was kept protected from all that. So much so that even in his whole progeny, or if you look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, going right up to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's parents, if you have to take that right up to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nobody that engaged in any kind of adultery or fornication. That is how pure Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Right up. And yet we know that how much of things were happening around. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was meditation, there was reflection, there was contemplation. There was zikr on one side, there was fikr on one side. That was the ibadat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making. When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, after he brought the first verses of the Quran Sharif, which I'm not discussing now, there's so much in it. I want to bring you to that point that I've got in my mind, which I have discussed, as I said, some years back. And it is very important and very, very relevant to each and every one of us. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned from there, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha to cover him up. Zambiluni, zambiluni, cover me up with a blanket, cover me up. Now what was this fright that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had? Now the disbelievers and the enemies of Islam, they went into different directions and tried to give a meaning to it which was not the real meaning. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what was this concern that he had? After some time when he calmed down, then he related to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha that what had happened in the cave. Now we must imagine that that cave is right up, and it's a darkness of the night. It's not bright light there and sunshine. It's a darkness of the night. He is all alone. There is no company there. It's not like we, if we say we're going into seclusion also, we are going for khanqa or some khalwat, then there too we got large number of people with us, and we gossip and we eat and we drink and we enjoy ourselves. There was not that kind of khalwat. All alone, darkness of the night. And again, if we have to say that it was the 27th night, there are different reports. But if it was, then at that time we know that even the moon, there's hardly any light left. It is waning. At that time, any person will get a fright. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gets a shock. That is human. But in any case, he had absolutely no doubt that this is what happened there. And these are the verses that were revealed to him. So the consolation that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is what we have to look at. That what kind of relationship there was between this husband and wife. He was 25 when he married Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was 40. So 15 years. And now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is receiving the nubuwat at the age of 40. So for so many years she had seen this husband. His day and night she was watching. His every move she was watching. His entry in the home she was watching. His exit from the home she was watching. His trade and dealings, she had a complete idea of how he was trading and dealing, because that is what was the reason why she had proposed. Honesty, truthfulness, sincerity, large-heartedness, forgiveness, politeness, anything that you can think of, she found in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So immediately she says, Kalla wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada. A wife is assuring and guaranteeing and giving consolation and satisfaction to the husband who has come now from the cave. And he says that this is what I saw and this is what happened. He says, and I'm afraid. So what was this fear? This fear was that this responsibility which is now being placed on my shoulders, that there was a responsibility that was now coming, that he must take this message and now convey just now very soon he's going to get that hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this was a very great responsibility, looking at the condition all around. Nothing but filth and nothing but absolute environment of sin and vice and evil. At that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to take on this responsibility upon his shoulders to convey the message. What a difficulty. So his wife is saying, Hazrat Khadija is saying, Kalla wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada. Never, never. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and humiliation to come upon you. That he will put a burden upon you to convey this message, irrespective of what the environment is all about. But if he is giving you this responsibility, I'm just explaining to you. If he is putting this onto your shoulders and he is giving you this responsibility, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator, and therefore he started off with Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. Now where is the time to go into an explanation? But nevertheless, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has got such power, then he will not allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace and humiliation to come upon you. And then she describes some of the sifat and some of the attributes and qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, why she believes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not allow any kind of difficulty or any kind of embarrassment. That if he is putting the burden, if he is putting the weight, and if he is putting the responsibility, then he will assist you, he will help you. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمِ. The first thing that she mentions there is that you maintain family ties. You are good to family members. The family relationships, that is the most difficult thing to maintain. A person will be very good with his friends. He'll be cheerful and smiling. In fact, that's one of the signs of Qiyamah. With friends, the person can be very good. But when it comes to the parents, then he's got a different attitude. So when it comes to family members, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, look at the present state of the Ummah. We all know what is the state. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Khadija had seen the kind of family relationship that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to maintain, and how good and how generous and how kind and how loving he was to his family. So she says, Kalla wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada, innaka latasilur rahim. Now read all the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the ayat of the Quran Sharif on family ties. So that is the first thing that she mentioned, that that's the quality that you have. Therefore I don't believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause any kind of embarrassment to come upon you. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ. Weight and burden of others you carry. Now there are many meanings that are given, but one is that the person helps and assists somebody to convey his burden, his load that he has. A person who is destitute, a person who is weak, a person who has got some handicap, the person is, or is walking in the sun, or whatever it may be, and the person has got some load, and the person helps him to convey it, or transport him somewhere, or take his weight off, and then we can give an extended meaning to it in different ways, that many people there are who are unable to carry their own load, in inverted commas. They don't have that kind of intelligence, they don't have that kind of capacity. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us some kind of knowledge and some kind of intelligence and some kind of understanding, then we look down upon them. Whereas sometimes it is not their fault. It is a weakness. Sometimes they are born with that weakness. And sometimes their parents were neglected their education and did not give them that kind of education. And now they regret that we cannot even fill up our names in the forms. So if the person has got some kind of understanding, he has got some kind of knowledge, then he assists and helps the others to take that burden off the person. In the departments, if there is some kind of work that has to be done, the person helps. In other kinds of things, تَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومَ and تُكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومَ. It is read in both ways. Now again, this is a lengthy explanation, but just to give you the gist of it, that one is that you have been given the kamal, وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him that kind of kamal, that kind of expertise and that kind of understanding to earn. So it's not that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not have that kind of understanding. He proved it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was mehfooz in his tijara. Nobody can say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered into transaction before Nubuwwat. He worked for Hazrat, he took Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala and has merchandise also. But nobody can say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any transaction of his, there was a loss. We say in this partnership there was a loss, this partnership there was a loss. Because most of the time our niyats are not right. The partner's niyats are not right. It is one kind of ship that does not seem to be sailing properly these days. The partnerships. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was absolutely no question of any kind of loss. And the other meaning is that you earn for others. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not require very much for himself. So all his hard work and whatever he was earning also, the niyat was there to support, to help those people who cannot earn for themselves. Say, this is a beautiful quality that you have. وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ and you fulfill the rights of those who are guests and visitors. Those who are your guests, those who are your visitors, then you fulfill their rights. They have a right over you. One is that guest who is coming in for months and months on end, the person doesn't talk about leaving. Or they come and after that they make a mess of the person's house and those people don't look forward to them coming back again. I'm not talking about those guests. But here if you look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sometime even non-Muslim disbelievers were his guests. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hosted them. Why? For the purpose of conveying to them Iman, Islam. And look at what they did. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tolerated that. So that is all these, each one of this is a subject. And look at the books of ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and you will find so much on each aspect that I am talking about. وَتَقْرِ الزَّيْءِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. Here again, if there is something that is haqq, the person has got into some kind of difficulty, some kind of hardship, some kind of problem, some kind of hadithah as you say. Now this person is assisted. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam assists him. Like all these disasters that we have nowadays, whether it's floods, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's tremors, whether it's gale force winds, whether it's heavy rainfall or destruction in different forms that we are seeing all around the globe. Now that is something that was beyond the person's control. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if anybody was on haqq and he was suffering any kind of difficulty and hardship and pain, then he assisted, he helped. He tried to get him out of that difficulty. So as Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and in other ahadith it also mentioned that you only speak the truth. And also you never ever visited any kind of woman of ill repute, which was so common at that time. Many other things have been mentioned. But here the point is that these were the qualities, these were the attributes that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha listed and mentioned before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that because of these reasons, I don't see any kind of worry and concern that you should have. You should not fear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will now leave you on your own and will not help you and assist you. Now, these things we have been discussing over and over and over. In this month of Rabiul Awwal, we say we must talk on the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So is it just for the purpose of talking that we only talk? Now just take these few points that this beloved wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who had seen him so closely, and she is saying that these are the beautiful, beautiful qualities that you have. Now which one of us can say, if we are married for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years and 50 years, that our wives will also say the same thing. Neither are our wives like that, and nor are we like that. So at least take these attributes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, these kamalat, this sifat, these qualities, this beautiful conduct, this beautiful character, and then implement it in our lives. And then see after that how beautiful our home life will come. That paradise of earth that we talk about, we will see it. At present it is hellfire on earth. Present for most people, it is hellfire. Look at the number of divorces. 1 month divorce, 6 month divorce, 1 year divorce. And then we want to just patch up. How are we going to patch up? So it shows that these qualities, attributes, sifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we bring it into our lives, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put such kind of happiness, such kind of muhabbat, such kind of love, such kind of compassion, such kind of affection, that the wife will not want to leave that husband. And she will sing praises of that husband. And here there was no question of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala just trying to put up a performance just to show the people, no, my relationship with my husband is excellent, like how some women have to do so that they don't get another hiding. It was not a question of that. Here there was no one there. Only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Khadija. And this is what she is saying. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah at large the tawfiq of amal. May He remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.